It's the stuff of some people's science fiction. Britain has approved a controversial technique that allows the creation of human-animal embryos for research. Scientists say the research could lead to major breakthroughs in treatments for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and other serious diseases. But critics have slammed the decision, arguing many people will be horrified that the scientists will be creating hybrid embryos. Stephanie Kennedy reports from London.
Scientists want to create hybrid embryos by merging human cells with animal eggs in a bid to extract stem cells. The embryos would then be destroyed within 14 days. The cells form the basic building blocks of the body and have the potential to become any tissue, making them essential for research. At the moment, scientists have to rely on human eggs left over from fertility treatment, but they say they're in short supply and are not always good quality. Dr. Lyle Armstrong is from Newcastle University.
It does seem a little abhorrent from first analysis, that the fact that we're mixing bits of cow cells with bits of human cells, and people would automatically think, yeah, well, okay. But what you have to understand is that we're actually using very, very little information from the cow in order to do this reprogramming idea.
Now the UK's Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority has approved the hybrid embryos after consultation showed the public were at ease with the concept once they were told it could pave the way for therapies for diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Angela McNab is the regulator's chief executive and she acknowledges the decision is controversial.
We've looked very carefully at the benefits and at the legal aspects of this type of research. We've consulted widely with the public and we've listened to their views and to the views of the scientists about what the potential benefits might be. And having weighed that up, we've said, yes, this type of research can go ahead, but only with very strong regulation.
But opponents have described the hybrid embryos as Frankenstein science. Dr. Helen Watt is a medical ethicist with the Leinecker Centre for Healthcare Ethics, a Catholic bioethics organisation, and she questions whether the research will yield any results.
I think that's very alarming. This research is very unlikely to benefit patients. Cloned embryos are already quite abnormal, and these embryos, which it will involve eggs from another species, will be still more abnormal. What we're going to learn from them is very much a moot point. And in any case, these embryos may well be human. The fact that they're 99.9% human genetically should make us quite concerned, because these embryos will be created for destructive research and will have a non-human partial mother.
Under the new regulations, scientists will have to apply for a licence before they can carry out any research using hybrid embryos. In London, this is Stephanie Kennedy reporting for AM.